Well, welcome today to our Daily Inspirational. This is Brother Jeff, and we would just like to tell you today that the Bible's still true. Jesus is still Lord, and He is calling men to serve Him. I want to speak on somewhat of a negative subject to many, but I think it is a subject in God's Word that cannot be ignored, and it's the subject of hell. Hell is a place. It is a real place. And hell is a place that was originally created for the devil and his angels. Man was not designed to go to hell in the beginning. God, in His righteous justice and judgment, created hell for a place to punish the wicked devil and his angels that tried to overthrow Him on His throne. The Bible actually, in the New Testament, speaks more of hell than it does heaven. This may seem odd to you, but it is a study worth looking into. But we must understand that God is a God of justice. It says in Psalms that righteousness and truth are the habitation of His throne. Or in other words, we could say that righteousness and truth are the foundation of His throne. And if God is pure and God is holy, which He is, then He must be a God that hates evil. It's not enough just to love the good. You have to hate the evil, the Bible says. So in God, in His perfection, He is so perfect that there has to be a complete opposite that is so horrible. And God is a God of justice. There will be nobody on Judgment Day saying, God, why didn't you punish this? Oh, you missed this. No, God, in His infinite wisdom and justice, will punish every transgression and every sin. There will be none done away with. So let us look into the Scriptures a bit and a few reminders about the word hell in the Bible, and to remind us that hell is a place of torment. Hell is a place where we don't desire to go. God has no blessing in hell. It says, we'll start off here in the Gospels, here in Matthew. It talks about Matthew chapter 9. It says, well, Mark chapter 9, verse 43. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dieth not and their fire is not quenched. Then it says in Luke 3 and in Matthew 3, verse 17 in Luke and verse 12 in Matthew, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. God likens us to that harvest, and we are being sorted out, the good kernels from the waste. And God's going to do the same at the end. He's going to separate those that are real and those that are honest and true to Him, and the fluff and the filler is going to be burned. It says of the story in Luke 16 of the rich man and Lazarus. It says of the rich man, in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And as we know, Abraham would not, and he said, between us and you there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us. that would come from thence. So this state of this man in hell was eternal, and there was no rescuing him. It says in 2 Thessalonians 1:9, speaking of the wicked, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. 2 Peter 2:4, if God spared not angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgments. Jude 6:23, the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness under the judgment of the great day. And it says of our work as a Christian and of others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. And in Revelation 9, it says, to him was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit. This is hell, my friends, the bottomless pit, the final destiny of the wicked. And it says in Revelation 14, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture in the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day and night. And then in Revelation 20, it's a blessing of God's justice against the one who's deceived the whole world. It says, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I just want you to be reminded today that God will punish the wicked. There are no escaping of God's holy judgment. There was a poem written recently by a man who had a vision and a dream, and I'll read it to you. It's called The Song of Hell. You shall reap what you sow. You shall reap what you sow. The screams of pain in hell below, the wails of death forever cries, the chatter of teeth that never dies. You shall reap what you sow, you shall reap what you sow, you shall reap what you sow. The painful memory of trailing sin, the devil's lust we trapped within, the haunting growth of misery and hell together will always be. You shall reap what you sow, you shall reap what you sow, you shall reap what you sow. Forever and ever hell will cry, that truthful message never die. The cry gets louder every day, the gnawing tongues forever say, ye shall reap what you sow, ye shall reap what you sow, ye shall reap what you sow. What soul would want such words to hear? What painful tongue express the fear? What sower would halt the cedar swing if he could hear the reapers sing? Ye shall reap what you sow. Ye shall reap what you sow. Ye shall reap what you sow. My friends, is your heart right with God today? The Bible says the fear of God is clean. It is good to fear God in his righteous judgment. If you find yourself today without Christ, without a clear relationship, without a confidence you're his child, my friend, turn from your sin today. Jesus was wounded and beaten upon that cross to pay for your wicked sins. And he will pay for your sins. He has paid for your sins. He is just waiting for us to believe on him and to turn to him. Cry out to God today. Say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And he will. He will save you. God bless your day.